Welcome back to the Dory Monson Show. My name is Jason Materek, guest hosting for Dory today. All right, we have a special guest joining us on the program to talk about surprising results not getting that much media play in our recent election. So let's bring on to the program Glenn Morgan, who runs the fantastic website WeTheGovern.com. Glenn, welcome to the program.
Jason, thank you so much for having me.
Now, Glenn, people may not know much about you, but basically you are a one-man band in exposing government corruption, and you're the one who broke the story of the Olympia City Council sending out mailers illegally opposing the CARTABS initiative, and that got a lot of play. But something that didn't get play was possible subversion and corruption with the United States Postal Service in the city of SeaTac. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and actually the concern is from the Seattle post office specifically, because that's who does the distribution of the mailers for the city of SeaTac. And, you know, people will oftentimes complain and say, I think the post office, sabotage or mail or something like that. I've heard these stories before. And without documentation and evidence and a pretty clear chain of custody to document it, I think it's very difficult to make those accusations with any credibility. But in this case, you had an experienced group that put together the flyer, did it right, got to the post office in plenty of time, and the post office sat on it for 5 days, waited till after the election to mail it out. And
Let me stop you there. The group that had the mailer, they were leftists, right?
Well, the group targeted by the mailer were leftists that were supported by
SDIU.
Okay.
The mailer was targeting leftists. This actually wasn't run by leftists. Yeah. Shocker.
Right. Yeah, because it was actually supporting a couple of incumbents in the city of SeaTac who did win their races. And it was also supporting another incumbent who had just been appointed, who barely lost. I mean, we're only talking just a handful of votes here. So, you know, you don't know how much these mailers make a difference one way or the other. But the concern is, if you've got activists now working at the U.S. Post Office sabotaging mailers that politically don't align with them, then what other things are they doing that are a little bit less easy to document? And this is a real concern. There is an active investigation going on right now on this. But, the challenge is always finding corruption in a whirlwind of incompetence. Most government corruption hides behind the fact that incompetence is so common and endemic in government. You find it everywhere. That is it incompetence or is it corruption? You know, usually it's incompetence, but in this case, it really does seem to be leaning towards the corruption side of things. And I think it's a concern people should be aware of if they're going to, unless they're part of the hive mind or the leftist mindset in Seattle, they may want to take this kind of a problem into consideration if they're going to do any activism or communication in the city of Seattle or in surrounding areas.
This is Jason Materek, guest hosting for Dory Monson. And we're speaking with Glenn Morgan, who runs the website WeTheGovern.com. He exposes corruption, not just in King County, but all throughout the state. Has the post office justify their actions? I mean, sitting on a mailer that would be damaging to progressives for 5 days. How have they come back and justified what seems to be inexcusable?
Well, nobody's tried to justify it yet. They've just opened the investigation. There's a postmaster inspector general that is supposed to take point on this. They've been notified. An official complaint has been sent. I haven't done one of these before, so I'm not sure the process of how this the investigation, the process works. So we'll definitely have to see. I'm always concerned about the fact that, they may not really want to find out what happened here, or this is kind of one of those things that they'd rather probably sweep under the rug because it's not exactly great public relations. So I don't know what to say about that, but the investigation is formally started. Obviously, at some point in time, we have to find out what happened internally there. And, the bigger question, of course, beyond this mailer is how many times has this happened and to who else has this been done?
Moving along, Glenn, I know Seattle elections can take out all the oxygen from the room and it just subsumes everything else. But SeaTac, you have a story that shows there's glimmers of hope in King County, where some sane members of their city council, who actually turned the fiscal direction of the city of SeaTac around and were outspent and targeted by progressives in Seattle, 6-1, with outspending them in money, they retained their seats. And the mayor, who's no bleeding heart progressive either, she won her reelection. So why don't you tell me about that?
Yeah, and this was kind of an amazing story because it was definitely some underdogs who originally ran in 2015 and bounced out a bunch of leftists that were on the city council, and including mayor, who's currently mayor, Aaron Sitterly, who actually bounced out the mayor of SeaTac at the time, who was a sitting and still a sitting legislator, Mia Gregerson, from that district. And so they got in. They were dealing with a terrible situation where the city was in deficit, debt. They were trying to raise taxes, big problems. Turned that city around in less than 4 years, and now they have a massive surplus. They've been able to keep taxes low. They have not raised taxes at all. And, in fact, they've been able to increase public safety and really are a great story of how you can turn a local city around from even the harm caused by leftists in charge. And, of course, that was a great threat to the left. They tried to come after him in 2017. The left lost better people. Again, more good people got on that city council. So they had almost all of them were really solid people. And then in 2019, they figured this is it. We're going to absolutely take this person out. So Aaron Sitterly was attacked. They claimed she was a Trump supporter. They had pictures of her wearing an infidel hat and carrying shooting a rifle or something. You know, they figured they had her done. And they doorbelled the city 3 times, outspent them 6-1, SEIU, Fuse, everybody came in there to attack him, and yet still she was able to prevail and won pretty handily, as well as Peter Kwan, who was another great councilman there. And I've done some videos and stories about him, but this is getting ignored in the Seattle media largely because it doesn't fit the narrative of the story they're trying to tell.
Well, Peter Kwan, correct me if I'm wrong, was an Asian man, and he was called a racist for
right.
His because, of course, if you disagree with someone on their political decision making, they have to be a racist, Glenn.
Right. Yeah, that was, and I think that part of the reason why some of the good folk were able to stay on in that council, the sane people, is because I think the left just overreaches sometimes. And you know, SeaTac is a relatively small community, and it's a poor community. It's majority minority. It's the left normally thinks that this is something that the place that they should own all the levers of political power. But it's also one of those places where if you spend a lot of time in the community and get to know a lot of people, they'll realize that these ridiculous attacks that were made by Fuse and imported doorbellers from Seattle, and in fact, they had to import candidates from Seattle, that it just a majority of those people were not buying this story, calling everybody a racist just because they disagreed with you and attacking people when the evidence before the citizens is so stark and obvious that this city council cares about their community and has done a much better job reining in the fiscal mess of the previous administration and making it so that it's more cost effective to live in SeaTac today.
Glenn, lastly, what lessons can be learned to import to Seattle? I mean, Seattle dominates the news coverage, and it's unfortunately voters were choosing the wrong candidates for our city council. But what message, what strategies, what principles would you import here?
You know, I think the most important thing to realize is that you have to, if you want to change the political culture and the situation that you're living in the city of Seattle, you have to do a really good job reaching out to your neighbors and getting to know them and talking about mutual concerns. This isn't a blue team, red team kind of thing. This is about restoring sanity in the city of Seattle, which unfortunately has been lost with a lot of the decisions made by the current city council. And looks like those policies are going to probably get, be a little bit it won't be going in the right direction for a while. And you can't just give up after an election. You have to stay. It's a long grind. It's something that is work that you have to do that's not necessarily election related. It's more of community related, getting out there, exposing the truth, confronting corruption and problems when it's happening, avoiding apathy. Don't be apathetic. Absolutely play offense the whole time. And I think if you do that long enough, eventually the truth gets out there. And no matter how corrupt and incompetent and disastrous, in fact, probably because it's that way, that your city council becomes, you actually can make a difference and make a change.
Yeah, it has to get worse in order for it to get better, unfortunately. But Glenn Morgan, we appreciate your being on the program with me, Jason Matera, guest hosting for Dory Monson. The website is wethegovern.com. Go check it out. And we were only able to touch small bits of this amazing story of the city of SeaTac after the most recent election. Glenn, thank you for joining us today.
All right, Jason. Thank you so much for having me.